What do I mean I hear? I mean I dear. Look what I live to see. Well, look what I see now in this state. My daughter-in-law making the kind of breakfast like I used to make. What a thing. What a blessing time can bring. But will the young ones like it? That's what I am wondering.
Jamie Myrie, it's time.
Something smells awfully good.
Don't touch my pot, sir.
Ouch, hot.
Serves you right. You know better than to touch my pot. See what I did there? Where's your daughter?
Oh, so Jamie's only my daughter now. What is she doing wrong today?
Probably still sleeping as usual. She's only interested in eating the food, not cooking it.
Well, quite frankly, I would not be interested in eating the type of food she would cook. And that's another thing. We really need to get her to eat more healthily. Seriously. Who else in the world finds it so hard to eat fruits? And I don't know why she hates vegetables so badly. Then all those sausages and oily fries and hamburgers, not good for her.
Well, this is the start of it. She's almost 15 years old and all she knows to do is boil water and probably...
Well, to be fair, I have seen her make sausages by herself and...
Yes, that's the boil water part. Jamie!
So hold on. How come you're not shouting for Sebastian as well?
The food not quite ready yet, Martin.
I mean... How comes you're not calling him to come and help you cook? Remember, we made an agreement at the new year that we will ensure all our children get the same quality upbringing.
Yes, and I get what you're saying, Martin. But Jamie is still a young girl who will one day marry a man, and so she needs to learn how to cook.
And Sebastian is still a 16-year-old young man who don't even know how to boil water. And don't bother to tell me that his wife will do the cooking. He needs to learn too, Marie. Just like how Granny B taught me to cook.
So how come you're not setting the example and helping me cook?
You forget that all through your university time,
Yes. I don't forget. You were the one cooking and holding down one job while I was doing school and work. But you can still help out now and again still.
You're right. Next week. Or the week after that.
I'm not joking with you. Anyways, Jamie!
Sebastian!
You're right. 1, 2, 3.
Jamie and Sebastian!
Morning, mommy. Morning, dad.
Come help me a bit. Peel those bananas for me and drop them in the pot.
They going staying on my hands.
Well, either you're staying up your hands or your belly not getting no food stains this morning.
That's not fair. Why must I do it and Jamie joins noise in her room? What you say to that Granny B?
Why are you speaking to Granny B ashes like she's still alive, Sebastian?
Well, is you put her ashes on the top shelf. So it's there. Why not talk to it?
Makes perfect sense to me.
Sounds like two crazy men live in my house.
Come on, Mom. We all do it. I see Dad standing in front of it and mumbling sometimes. And just because you don't say anything out loud, don't mean you're not saying anything in your mind?
Well, we all miss her. And we can still feel her warm love and wisdom, although she's not alive.
Well, if we ever want Granny B to come back alive, we can just let Jamie keep on sleeping. Her snores can surely wake the dead.
Sebastian, stop it. And go peel the green bananas and then peel and cut the yam.
Why am I the one doing all the work and Jamie not even coming in?
Jamie's week was last week. This week is your week to help with the cooking.
But I still helped last week and it was my week.
Yes, Sebastian. And that's a very good thing. I am so glad you're learning to cook. My son can find his way around a kitchen and help himself. So nobody going to make my son starve.
I can more than help myself. Me a big 5-star chef.
All right, you're going too far now. Wait till you earn your stripes before you start brag and boast.
Talk the truth, Mom. I earn my stars and stripes.
I don't know about that.
I know, though. One, I know the difference between good food that gives you good nutrition and fake food that makes you sick and fat. Two, I know how to cook good food and even know how to follow a recipe to cook new food. 3, I know to prepare and cut vegetables and put them in a bag to make cooking easier.
Oh.
4, I know how to use healthier options for cooking, like garlic, lime, pepper, to season the food instead of salt. Give me my stars and stripes, Mom.
Okay, you win. Sounds like you are at least a 4-star healthy food chef.
5. I know how to steam, stew, jerk, and bake delicious foods instead of frying it.
Son, I never know that you could do more than just boil water. Marie, you never tell me that all of this was going on. Sounds like a real 5-star general. I'm proud of you, son.
Thanks, Dad.
Now, the only thing I wish you would start doing is replacing those sweet drinks that you like with water.
But, Dad, I tell you that I drink them because I need the energy. It's good for me to run races.
No, son, that's not true. You don't need that kind of energy. It just gives you a quick boost and then even a quicker crash in your energy. You are better off with fruits. And I know it's hard to pull yourself off those sweet drinks because your taste buds demanding it. But you can start by diluting the drinks you have now with water. Then little by little, you go more and more till you are used to getting your sweet taste from fruits and your liquid needs from good old water.
I will try that, Dad.
While Sebastian getting food stripes and learning more, Jamie in sleeping time drawing snores. But if she sleep on her health, it's pure problem in store. She think all the junk food is perfectly fine, but maybe I can still help her to see in time. I can't send a message to email or WhatsApp, but I can send her a dream to come out of this food trap. Up, Jamie. Up, you're falling down. Granny B, dream time. Magic coming around. Dreaming, dreaming, dreaming to come around. Granny B, dream time magic coming around. Dreaming, dreaming, dreaming
Jamie?
To come around.
Jamie, breakfast is ready.
Coming, Mom. Why am I sleeping? And what is this slimy, nasty gooey stuff? Yuck. And it smells so bad. What is this? Ouch.
So nice of you to have dropped in.
What? Wait, who are you?
You know me. My name is Granny. I'm Sage. I'm so happy that you could finally join me today. Welcome, welcome, home sweet home. I can't wait to take you on a tour.
Ouch! Why did you poke me in my stomach? That hurts. It's mighty dark inside here. Why do you look like an ugly, deformed, overfried sausage?
Me? Ugly? Well, it takes one to know one.
What? Who are you, and where am I?
Duh! You're inside your stomach! Don't you know that you are what you eat? Let me turn on a little light so we can see exactly what that is. I'm so glad that you joined me today. We are going to have so much fun! Isn't it fabulous and slick inside here? I'm glad we are friends.
I don't know you, and we are not friends.
Of course we are friends. I'm Sage, the delightful sausage you ate last night. Are you ready for another tender fried, juicy, tasty, deliciously salty, flavored sausage with some deep fry?
What is happening?
My poor, sweet little grandchild, Jamie. She really doesn't know what is happening. She really doesn't know what the junk food she loves to eat is doing to her body. But she will soon know. if she don't want to get sick, she have to pay attention to what goes into her belly. So I would just have to show her.
Jamie, what's the matter with you?
Oh, it was just a dream. Thank God. Just a dream. Thank God.
What was such a dream, love?
I just had a dream that the food I eat was attacking me.
Well, sometimes dreams tell the truth.
Mom, you're supposed to say, never mind, love. It's just a dream. It's over now. That's the kind of thing that mothers say.
Mothers also tell their children the truth. I was calling you to help prepare breakfast. I know that it's ready. We'll call you, and you're in here sleeping and being chased around by a dream monster.
Mom, honestly, I'm not that hungry right now. I just want to stay in here, and then I'll eat later.
No, Jamie. It's important to make more time for breakfast. When you eat breakfast, you won't be tempted to grab snacks or eat junk food. And you won't be so hungry that when it's time for eating, you go overboard and gulp down 2 times what everybody else eats.
Mom, I'm not that greedy. Mom.
Maybe not that greedy to tell you the truth, but you're getting there. You need to come eat breakfast with us. It's not just about the good food either. It's also about our family time.
Okay, Mom. You are right.
As always?
No. Just this time. You're only right this time. Okay, Mom. I promise I will come have breakfast from now on, but I still feel so tired. Like I was literally running from a monster in my dream. So I really just want to catch back a little piece more of the sleep that ran away from me.
Okay. Good sleep is also extremely important. So catch back whatever sleep you can. I will leave your food on the pot till later, but make sure you eat that food when you get up. And don't ignore a home-cooked meal to go get junk food later.
I promise, Mom.
I promise. It's a comfort to a fool. Jamie, take your health seriously. And a big part of that is what you eat.
Yes, Mom.
My little granddaughter thinks she's smarter than her mother. She either eat food that don't really help her, but I don't want to let her health desert her. Cause when good food comes, she act like it hurt her. But you know what? All who don't hear will feel.